Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. My name is Wynn Free, and my co-host, Don Newsome. Don, are you on the line?
I'm here. It's good to be here with you folks. One more week with Don and Wynn.
Yeah, Don and, you know, Don and I have agreed that today, tonight, we are not going to be dysfunctional, at least unless we have to be.
Well, I'm naturally that way.
You're naturally dysfunctional?
That's right.
What do you think dysfunctional means?
All right. I think we got her now. All right. We're back in full strength.
What do we have?
How's your week been, Wynn?
You know, I don't answer that question, Don.
How have you been?
Okay, I'll try. I've been fine. There you go.
Fine. You know, that's a start. I love you because fine's an okay answer, actually. It's one of those, I don't really respect you enough to really care enough to give you any answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, fine, whatever. Hey.
Oh, that's a...
That's what my mother used to tell me. She used to absolutely, you know, for a while forbid us from saying that. Yeah.
From saying what?
Well, what you said. Fine, okay.
She said you shouldn't say that?
Well, that's right. You can't give an answer that way to anybody who asks. It's not being respectful to them.
Mm.
Don't you agree?
Do I agree?
I don't know. Maybe you don't.
Not necessarily.
And to our wonderful fans out there who are tuning in to the next Don and Wynn Show, this one ought to be exciting.
We are going to have a discussion tonight between Don and myself and everyone that's listening about the word unconditional love, what that actually means. So Don, to start this out, I just did a Google search on unconditional love, and I have some interesting things here. You want to know what comes up?
I'd love to.
Let me see. Unconditional love. This is a sponsored link. This is a women's guide, step by step, to finding the love you deserve. And it's dating without drama. How to decode men's behavior. Why men pull away just as things start to get serious. Men's 6 secret commitment fears exposed. 11 simple secrets to attracting men. And a free dating secrets e-course. Okay?
All right.
That's not what we want to talk about, is it? Now, here's another one. Here's a website. We're giving them free advertisement here on our show today. Thank you very much. It's a website called The Love Foundation. Now, you want to hear what they say about unconditional love?
Absolutely.
The greatest power known to man is that of unconditional love. Through the ages, mystics, sages, singers, and poets have all expressed the ballad and call to love. As humans, we have searched endlessly for the experience of love through the outer senses. Great nations have come and gone under the guise of love for their people. Religions have flourished and perished while claiming the true path to love. We, the people of this planet, may have missed the simplicity of unconditional love. Simply stated, unconditional love is an unlimited way of being. We are without any limit to our thoughts and feelings in life, and can create any reality we choose to focus our attention on. Now, what do you think of this? Is this any good? Are we getting closer, Don?
How do you mean?
I mean, does it sound like a good guideline to unconditional love?
What do you think?
I'm putting you on the spot. Don't answer a question with a question. You can do that.
Was that your nose? Was that your schnoz? Making all that racket.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think that as I read it, I feel like if I'm going to find the answer, it's going to cause a bell to go off in me, okay? I didn't hear a bell going off in me. I thought it sounded good, but I don't know if it got me at the gut, okay? So that's how I responded. Now, there's more on the page, and now, here's a good thing. Ways to generate love. This is on the same page. It says, forgive. I think that's a good one. Forgiveness is a wonderful way to release the past and to love unconditionally. Drawing a line behind you, you can free yourself of limitations and be at peace with the process of life. Forgive.
We have our first caller.
All right.
Let's put him on the air. Caller, you're on the air on the Don and Wynn Show. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Maybe
I just had to tell a brilliant conversation.
Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Brilliant. Unconditional love is a brilliant topic. It was stated beautifully. It really is quite simple when you put it all in that sort of a context. I just wanted to let Wynn know that I thought it was perfect. Okay?
Is that Doug?
It is, yeah. And he has something on in the background, I think, because I'm hearing myself several times. Not that I mind. I mean, it's just
I'm
peculiar.
Doing the same thing that all the other callers do. People do that call in. Yeah, sorry about that. I just thought when, you know, then you started saying how it didn't seem, you know, it did make sense and impact, then maybe it didn't hit home. Well, it does hit home. All the things that you can read, that understanding it really applies to yourself in the present, and it does create the future, and a beautiful future if you have that in mind. So I just wanted to let you know that, buddy.
So, Doug, tell me something. Give me an example of a way that you have expressed unconditional love and a way that you've experienced it from someone else.
Wow. I do it in my way. I guess I feel like it's a part of my everyday and every action, so I don't qualify it in terms of a specific action, but if I did, what would it be? Today, for example, if I'm just thinking about today, nothing was done in that manner except maybe thinking about somebody in a nice way.
Mm-hmm. You know, since I posed the question, I'll tell you the thing that came up in my mind, something I do, okay? And that is, every day, usually every day, you know, people are used to you when you call them that you have a reason to call them or that you need something or you want to give them something. Every day I try to connect with somebody that I have no reason to connect with them for except just to say hello. And, of course, I shouldn't say this in front of Don, but I even might say, hello, how you doing? Just thought I'd say hello.
Interestingly enough, that's something that isn't a part of our nature. Donald's and mine. We have to. It's not a have to. In the sense that we deal with so many people, we do even take a lot of that time that we have free to contact those people, not in regards to work. Believe that. That's really our life. Our lives are the phone. I mean, without the phone, I mean, you can put me in the middle of nowhere as long as I have a phone. It's crazy enough as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
know.
It's like random act of kindness, doing something that has no reason to do it, you know?
But that everybody should do. Everybody should do. Like the pay it forward theme, only constantly. You're paying it forward constantly by unconditionally loving it. If you could project that sort of a feeling onto everything you do and everybody that appears in your life, it would dramatically change it. And you can, and you know how few times we actually think along those terms in any given day are few and far between, at least in my case, because I don't interact with society. I'm hobbled in with four walls.
Mm-hmm. You're in Los Angeles, hobbled within four walls, right?
Four walls and a phone and a computer that I need to, you know, put my work down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not a bad thing. A lot gets done.
How about a way that someone did something to you that was unexpected, that you considered like unconditional in the way they did it?
Just today, my friend, my partner Peter, and Donald's partner Peter, said, "Can I take you to the store?" They know I have no vehicle. So he offered to drive me, and this was his day back from doing 3 days or four or five days in Arizona, where he was opening up Sprout stores for Lamas Beauty, and he was doing a lot of TV and a lot of it. But, you know, it's traveling constantly, and the day he gets back, he asked me if he could take me to the store. He's very kind that way. That's one of the natures about Peter. He's very, very giving that way, but interestingly enough, let's say a person like that comes into your life. In many ways, a sage or a real spirit that has no needs or desires will endlessly just keep giving along those lines. But sometimes there are people in life that expect something when you give it to them, and this isn't. And Peter isn't one of them. He just gives freely because it's his nature, and that's the wonderful thing about being a partner of Peter's. So I was shown that already today.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I remember that, you know, my parents and family, they always used to talk about, you know, he owes me a favor. They just always did things with the idea of creating favors. So that certainly is the opposite of unconditional love.
Isn't that, they really, I'm sorry you had to go through that. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
with,
you know,
the idea of favors in mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't grow up like that.
You know, I think that comes from, you know, like a deep thing of unworthiness in a family karma.
Really? How long did it take you to overcome that feeling of unworthiness, and have you already?
Oh, I would say...
I mean, I'm sure you have, but did you work most of your life to overcome that?
I wouldn't say it's completely gone, Doug, but I'd say I've worked through a lot of it, you know, a lot of it. But, when I was younger, it's kind of like, it's not a mental thing. It's like deep. It's in your subconscious. It just expresses itself into your environment, and people feel it. And then they just, you know, respond to it without even, you know, I mean, I can recall years of not even knowing that was what I was doing. And it creates a response in people, and you wonder, what's wrong with me? Why is everyone responding that way?
You know, when I talk to myself, I believe I can give myself an honest answer by the way I feel about the answer. But when I go deep inside, there are questions that I say, am I right or wrong because of the way I grew up, the way I feel about something? It may pull me or push me along a certain opinion, and then do I really know what I truly should want, or do you just leave that aspect up to God? And the reason I question this is because we're, as spiritual people, we're inclined to utilize our thought power to manifest. Yes? But do you really, you know, here's the other side of that coin. Are you really manifesting anything that might be the most beneficial because of our mindset? We might think, okay, let's give an example. What do you do with a person that kills you or kills people? Well, Well, based on our experience, we say it's all right to be able to put them in four walls and segregate them from society. Okay, but that would be kind of a belief system. I mean, you grow up with a belief system that immediately that person would be a criminal nature, or you might grow up with a belief system that there's something wrong. But there's a belief, and it's created by, you know, where you, because if you put you out in the middle of it, you know, somewhere else where the whole traditions and everything, part of that culture wasn't there, you might not have that belief system. So is it good or is it bad? What do we do? What ultimately, and when you think into the future, and I'm only lately I've been doing this, Wim, but looking into the future, I say, you know, what is the optimal outcome? Well, is that outcome, say, I have a little bit of fame. Is fame good? Why should I have that? Does that outcome mean I could be rich myself? Well, is that good? What would I do? Should I be inclined to do certain things? And then you take it farther. And by the way, that's always been on my mind since I've been a boy. But take it further than that. And then justify those actions in your mind based on the right and the wrong of it. And when you get to a certain point, you're going to not have an answer. And you might have an answer, but you won't know if it's really, is it right or is it wrong? Mm-hmm. And should you trust yourself to that point where you make decisions based on an understanding that, yes, the right answer will be mine to be had? Does that make sense?
You know, for myself, Doug, I've learned that there's a lot of areas where I don't know what a right answer is, and so I have to accept that I'm just going to experiment. And I say, if I go this direction, let me see what happens. And if it's not working, then pull back.
And yeah. I wish it was sometimes easier than that, don't you? Actually, I don't. This fun experimentation is fun, but, you know, there, you really wish that you could go to a source that provided answers. And they didn't need to be answers to the cosmos, man. They really didn't. But something that really provided that those answers that you seek from time to time that you just, you know, you go based on your hunch.
Well, you know, you're talking to me, and, you know, I have communication with these sources that have huge amounts of wisdom attached to them. And they will not usually give me specific answers about specific things to do. And I can see why they don't. Because if they did, then I would not learn discernment. I would just become dependent, just ask them, what should I do? What should I do? And so the truth of the matter is that there is a way that when you're going in a direction, to kind of project into that direction, and instead of thinking about it in your mind, feel the energy of that direction, and then feel the energy of another direction. Because if you get out of your mind, every time you think of going in a direction,
one direction gives you specific pleasure, and the other direction gives the world specific pleasure, which direction do you go?
Depends on your nature.
Exactly. But what if every time you're hitting a certain question, that's a part of the understanding?
Well, you know, I think when you're talking about giving yourself pleasure, we're talking about, I'm talking about feeling energy and giving yourself pleasure. Like, say, for example, okay, tonight, should I go out tonight and get drunk? Or should I go out tonight and watch a porno movie? Okay. or if I'm going to get drunk, should I drink wine? Or should I drink beer? Or should I drink vodka? You know, those are personal pleasure, perhaps, type questions. But say, for example, if you're talking about a life path, should I go into partnership with this person, or is this a person to be a girlfriend or a mate, or you know, what project should I work on?
Let me put it to you this way: two gentlemen in a bar. You're one of them. Your best friend's the other. Beautiful lady comes up. The lady eyes you both. She's equally interested in both. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I say, there's no room in the barn here, so you can, you know, why don't you, what do I do?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know what I would do.
Well, I always know what I would do.
What would you do?
What would I do? Instantly? Walk to a different part of the bar. Allow them the opportunity to talk.
Oh, you said bar, not barn, right?
Anywhere.
Bar. I thought you said
anywhere.
Barn. Oh,
yeah, anywhere, bar. Anywhere, yeah. Anywhere, anywhere. But that's kind of the, you know, and the certain things when you look into the future and you can go in many directions.
Doug,
yeah?
I actually wanted to just give you a little thought on that. There's service to self and there's service to others. So when you do delve into that question, you want to compare which is which. Okay?
Yeah, well, what if you already know which is which, but shouldn't there be balance within both?
Well, should there?
Now, let me ask you that question.
I have my answer.
Okay.
No,
I
believe that the balance comes in that service to others.
Yes, maybe it's a part of it, but
serving others is serving yourself. You can't,
Donald, at the highest level.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go through. There are things that every understanding, every consciousness needs to learn from one end of the spectrum to the other. You can't deny a part of the spectrum.
No, you can't. It's just a choice.
So
it's a choice.
You've got to have the balance.
Well, Doug, it's a choice. It's like saying, oh, you got to have the balance. Okay, there's evil everywhere, and I got to just be a part of all that evil. Why? Because it's balance.
You choose to do things for yourself 99% of the time during a day. Why? Because automatic behavior, which is predisposing your normal behavior, is 99% of the time. So that's why your behavior is going to be 99% of the time. Those are mainly self-serving.
Right.
I don't care what those are operations that are in everybody's case.
Well, again, it comes down to this, Doug. Really, truly, it to me, it's all very clear when it comes to serving self above the serving of others. I would always put one over the other, and that would be serving others above myself.
Okay, what's better to serve? Let's say you were burned out,
mm-hmm.
and your kids, they needed a weekend of your time, but you were totally you had it. You needed a total break. You needed to get away. You couldn't talk to anybody because you know how it gets when somebody talks to you and you get really upset.
Well, this is just a little thing.
These are little things. You can ask yourself those questions on small things. You can ask yourself that question on big things. There is no difference between small and big, Don.
Oh, I agree.
So, that's the only point I'm bringing to bear.
Yeah, you can actually, you know, these serious things that people think are really serious complications are about as simple to fix as anything that's a simple complication.
Well, I liked Wynn's simple understanding that he brought forth. Just that idea of...
Wynn can be counted on to bring forth simple understandings. We love
and
him.
And forgiving unconditionally.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
we love you, Wynn.
You gentlemen go. Love you both.
Hey, Doug, I love you, my bro.
Hey, Doug. That's Don and Doug. Don and Doug, who are brothers and sharing themselves on our show to the world. Thank you, Doug. And
always a pleasure, my man.
Anyone that's listening, that
bye-bye, Doug.
Well, Doug, before you go, you might want to announce your particular show coming up.
That'll be coming.
Isn't that tomorrow?
No, next week.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then I had it wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be some show with Adam and Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug?
Yes.
Sunday evenings, fairly late.
I thought that, we should do another show on service to self, service to others. Because I think that there's a lot of subtleties in that people can miss. And, for example, when you talk about service to others. You know, there, it's like there's a place where you have to take care of yourself, obviously. You cannot, I mean, if you want to be in a body and you want to have a physical body, you have to maintain it. So.
Yeah, but see, all that semantics, you know. Get around the semantics. It's getting over the semantics is when you kind of clue in. Because that's all semantic stuff you just kind of surround everything with, you know? Did Doug just hang up? Doug? Doug. Folks, that was my twin brother.
All right.
Thank you for coming on the air, Doug. I'm sorry you left so abruptly.
So now I'm going down on my page here. And I have, the power of love is held within each of us every moment. This wondrous energy is available merely by our use and conscious recognition. When we choose to love one another, we transcend the lower personality perceptions and rise to a higher truth. We recognize our oneness, wholeness, and interconnectedness. I think this is pretty good. It seems to be hitting, at least resonating with me. This is not a conditional love, but the type of love one may try to use to earn favors or expect validation. Rather, this is a universal and unconditional love that recognizes the beauty in life every moment. It is of a higher nature. It is a natural expression that does not expect an outcome. It is giving just for the sake of giving. It is in the sharing and giving of love to others that we receive the same that we give. Give love, and you surely will experience love. Express love to the world around you, and the world will reflect back to you the power of love. Each of us desires to understand and realize this experience of love. Just listen to the lyrics of music, and you will see how much the notion of love plays a part in our personal journey of life. Love is a powerful force, especially when shared. Okay, that sounds pretty good, huh, Don?
Hey, I like it. Yeah, I just want to let you know, boy, I always love calling your phone lines. They leave the most interesting noise.
Oh, there's the most interesting noise on my phone line?
Yeah, but it's always that way. I like it. I've grown so accustomed to it, I would feel lonely and naked without it.
Describe the noise.
I don't know. People would actually have to tune into the conference, the Winfrey conference on Mondays, to get a true flavor for it.
Oh, you do hear it now? I thought you meant right now you were hearing it.
Yeah.
You hear the noise?
Well, you know, there's always something funky going on with your phone line.
There is.
Yeah, it's probably because you're so energetic. You got so much energy. That's a good way of explaining it. And?
Does it have static on it?
Yeah. A lot of static. It's all right. I like it.
Well,
hey, wasn't that great of my brother, Doug? We love you. I love you. I can't wait till your new show with Adam. I think it's going to be an eye-opener. I think people are going to enjoy it. They're going to hear from...
Hey, since no one is calling us tonight,
yeah.
By the way, let's give them the number. If anyone wants to share a way that they have experienced unconditional love or expressed it in their lives,
ooh, I like that.
Please give us a call, okay?
877-876-5227. So if you're out there, you know, tuning in by way of your radio or internet or whatever it is you're tuning in to, give us a call. 877-876-5227. That's the 800 for the U.S. Canada. It's a bit different. You can go to the website and get the other number or numbers. And that's bbsradio.com. Win.
Mm-hmm.
Say bbsradio.com.
bbsradio.com.
Perfect. See, you're good at it. Say it again.
Here we go. I'm looking here. Did you know there was a movie called Unconditional Love that came out in 2002?
Really? Was it, what rating?
Let's see. Plot keywords. Let's see. Gay interest, crossbow, serial killer, airplane.
Interesting categories.
With Kathy Bates as the star, Rupert Everett. Let's see what they say what it's about. Shot. It's rated PG-13 for sexual content, brief, strong language, and some violence, okay?
Wow, all the makings for unconditional love.
And here's one of the comments. I found this movie to be extremely delightful. I happen to adore Kathy Bates. She has a nice voice.
Stunning.
Stunning. All right. Well, let's go to the next thing down the line on Google. We're Googling unconditional love and seeing what comes up, okay?
Yeah. All right. Google the images on unconditional love. That ought to be interesting for you.
We may not be able to share it here on the show.
Probably not.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. I will do that in a moment, okay? Unconditional love and acceptance. Now, here's a good one. The myth of unconditional love. Unconditional love is a myth. That is because humans are naturally self-biased, and the human heart is so deceitful that one can fool himself into thinking that he is loving unconditionally, when in fact he has all kinds of conditions. For instance, what kind of unconditional love is at work when the psychiatrist's client can no longer pay for services and therapy is discontinued? Unconditional love cannot be based upon performance, or it wouldn't be unconditional. Therefore, it must be based on the intrinsic worth of the person. Paul Brownback, in his book, The Danger of Self-Love, explains it this way. By unconditional love, we are speaking of love on the basis of being rather than doing. One implication of this teaching is the place of grandeur that it gives to the human being. I am lovable just because I am human. Therefore, being human in and of itself, regardless of what I do with my humanness, must have some sort of independent value or worth. It is by itself a sufficient claim to respect and esteem. Okay? The basis for their eager embrace.
I really like that. I really like that. That was well written, well said, well done.
You like that? Yes?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. I thought it was well done.
Yeah. Now, here's the guy that's saying, is God's love unconditional? Or are there conditions that must be met to become a recipient of his love?
Good question. Great question. Well,
Paul prayed that the believers in Ephesus, now I'm not Ephesus, E-P-H-E-S-U-S, believers in Ephesus.
Too many letters for you, too many. Stop that, you'll hurt yourself.
Would be able to comprehend the length, width, depth, and height of God's love. He desired that they know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, so that they would be filled with the fullness of God. The wide expanse of God's love has been the theme of the gospel throughout the ages, which know his love to know him. Therefore, any consideration of his love is highly important and must be based upon his revelation of himself rather than upon the imagination of men. So this is an interesting dialogue here, huh?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Absolutely.
In humanistic psychology, parents and society are always the culprits, since they believe that every person is born with intrinsic worth and innate goodness, Psychologists contend that one main reason people experience emotional and behavioral problems is because they have not received unconditional love from their parents.
Or, you know, it's like someone said on the air the other day, I thought it was just beautiful. It was. The love that you have not given unconditionally is what ails you today.
Is what ails you?
Today.
Today. That's a good
line. I mean, it was something like that. I didn't paraphrase it correctly, but you get the drift.
Unconditional love is touted as a love that makes no demands for performance, good behavior, or the like. It has also been associated with a kind of permissiveness, since it makes no demands and has no conditions, even though the promoters of the unconditional love jargon would say that unconditional love does not have to dispense with discipline. Well, let's see. Then I'll go down to their conclusion. Now here they say God's love for the Christian is unconditional. Perhaps one could say it is for unconditional, since the Christian partakes of this love and grace through faith.
You see, the thing about conditional is it's exactly that condition, to condition yourself. To believe, to put a belief system, to put a matrix together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Conditional means exactly what you think it means, folks. Conditional. And I don't see the Creator's love being in any way, shape, or form conditional. However, I think we put many conditions on ourselves. I think not only do we put conditions on ourselves, but along as we serve the higher path and we walk along that path, there bears great responsibility. And, of course, we have others that help oversee that we're making the next right choice or step. And I think the consequences thereof. Hold on.
We good?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Ooh.
I just had to let everybody know, and you too, Don, the Ultimate Fighting Championship 70 is on tonight at 9 o'clock for free on Spike.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in my brother. Sorry, folks.
You know, there is so much Zen in me, I don't even know. That must be the case, because it's always that dubious part I can always claim that nature of.
Well, thank you, Doug.
I
love you, man. So
love
all
you guys. I just wanted to say sorry. I took off so quick.
Not a problem. And for all you fighting fans, well...
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, again, that was my twin brother, Doug, the one we love.
I hope your mother calls tonight, John.
We've got nobody but family members right now.
This is a good topic.
Nobody's calling us. Nobody wants to talk about unconditional love.
Well, we only have another... All right. Let me go to images. On unconditional love.
Yes.
Okay.
Give it a whirl. You've been wanting to
all
do
right.
it since I mentioned it. Do it.
Hear me?
Huh?
Actually, it's pretty clean. You know that?
Do you have your filter on?
No.
How do you know? You could.
The first page is very clean. Okay?
Mm.
I'll tell you what's on our first page here. First, we have a comic strip.
Excellent.
A cartoon. This is... Let's see. And this guy is on a sofa with a woman, and they're kind of making out. And she says... It's a clean picture. I mean, they're all in their clothes. She says, and would you still love me even if you won the lotto? And he says, full jackpot or just shared first division? So that is our first image on unconditional love. Then we have four posters. You know what? A lot of people make posters that are called unconditional love. Like, there's one here with a candle burning saying, I accept unconditional love. Then there's a mother with a baby saying, unconditional love. Then there is a planet with the words, I love and accept myself in you. And, you know, it's interesting. Oftentimes you look at things and you wonder, well, why are they doing this? Are they trying to sell something? What do they want? And that's okay if they want something. But let's see. Here's an artist collection of unconditional love. There's a painting here of, looks like a grandmother holding her grandchild walking through on a lawn. So they're trying to show the love for the grandchild is unconditional. Then we have here a picture. Virtual tourist member, FitBod. FitBod virtual tourist. We have two beautiful women with all their clothes, not provocative, smiling out from the picture. And it says, underneath the picture, unconditional love. Family like nothing else, like family, nothing else like it on earth. To be loved and accepted unconditionally. Share in laughter, tears, joy, and heartache. My heart swells each time I see my girl's embrace, witnessing the awesome bond they have always shared.
You know, I keep waiting for you to go over and out, you know, or something.
Over and out?
Yeah, because the noise on your line, it's almost like I'm on a CB with you. Hold on. Our next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, management has decided to pull your show from the air. Management has decided to pull your show.
I get... When? We no longer have a show.
I'm sorry. I had to make fun of my little brother. You guys leave all the windows open, all the doors open,
and nobody else is calling in.
Nobody's calling in. It's just shocking. I thought I'd have to. This third call was moral support. It was for a moral supporting reason.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Wynn, it was mainly for Wynn because I know he needs some.
He needs some moral support.
Do you need moral support?
When?
I got to know this.
When?
Yes.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh.
Okay.
Jeez, was I taking responsibility for it?
You guys take care.
See you later, man.
Well, Doug, whose fault is it?
Anybody
know?
See, we are synchronistic. And you know, the fans are starting to build up. I can feel their energy. Can you feel it, Wynn?
If they don't call, it's fine with me.
Yeah, they're starting to build. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I think we probably scare people, Don. They say, oh, my God. We call those guys. What's going to happen?
Oh, we'll get somebody who always calls. They'll call us. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I picture 100 people right now just standing right next to their phone. And just, you know, they're so eager to punch those buttons, they're crying. They're all crying. And none of them pushes it. See, folks, it's safe. It's okay. Just put one finger in front of the other. Do what Wynn does. Oh, we got another caller. You think it's Doug?
Give it a try.
Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. I think it is Doug. Douglas, welcome back. Is this Douglas? Or is this Hildy? I hear a little dog. Must be Hildy. Is this my mother? Mom, how are you?
Hi. You have such a problem with that unconditional love. How come?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you, too. And I do love you unconditionally.
Thank you. Thank
even
you.
So.
Well, I'll send the money. It's all right.
What? What's that all about? Even so, when you remember, and still do, I may not like everything you do. Well, I may not like everything someone does, but you always love them.
That's right.
And forgive them.
That is the most important ingredient
in all. And try to make them understand why you don't like certain things.
Or help them understand.
And that's what unconditional love is all about. It's so simple.
It's being a divine mirror.
Huh?
It's nothing less than being a divine mirror.
I can hardly hear you.
Ah, I'm sorry. I said it's nothing less than being a divine mirror.
Well, I mean, we know as parents, for instance, we got to punish our children sometimes because tough love is necessary sometimes. That means you have to be understanding, you have to be patient, and you have to talk a lot. But you always forgive them, even the mothers, which have a killer as a son on their hand, loves the son.
Absolutely. Wynn, I'll never do it again, will you, Wynn?
And the killer is a victim within himself because he is so screwed up that he actually is a victim of what he is doing himself.
You know, really, you're right. He's actually removed his own free will through his own choices. He doesn't even see the choices anymore, and he's somehow limited his own free will. It's amazing. To all those people out there that think they're gaining freedom, through some of their actions, they're actually losing it. And they don't even see it going.
But now, as I say, a mother of a person like this still loves it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's what's unconditional love. She may hate what he did. She didn't like what he did for certain. But she still loves him.
That's right. That's how we love Wynn around here, Mom. Unconditionally.
Wynn, hi.
Hi, Hildy.
I love you unconditionally, too. But I may tell you if I don't like something.
I know that.
She's got a list. Give them the list, Mom.
But that does not take away from the love I feel.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
Just read out the list.
Simple.
Hildy?
Yes?
Tell me.
Yes?
What's an example of a way that someone expressed unconditional love towards you?
In what? I can't hear what you say.
Speak up, Wynn.
What's an example of a way that someone expressed unconditional love towards you?
Toward me?
Yeah.
Just thinking about me, and I get the energy.
When people think about you, you can feel it.
I can feel it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, when Don thinks about me, I'm not sure.
I can feel it because I have good thoughts about everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's really not all that complex, Wynn.
That's why I feel it.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very good answer.
I love you, Mom, so much.
I love you all. Take care.
You know,
as I say, I don't always like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Doug, I've said that many times to you guys when you grew up.
I even
say it now. I don't like certain things, but that does not diminish my love in any way, shape, or form. It couldn't, no matter what.
Did we do anything wrong? I'm starting to...
Huh?
Did we do something wrong?
Well, you did a lot of things wrong with
you.
No,
I mean,
kids.
Any time in the last 2 decades.
Hey, Don, you know...
I mean, I'm sure we did, but I'm feeling like I might have done. Did I not? Did I forget somebody's birthday or something?
Well, you do that a lot.
I know.
And I don't like it, but that's your choice.
Did I miss somebody's birthday?
No.
Oh, good.
Give my love to everybody.
Hildy.
Yeah.
We're gonna do another show where we interview you about everything that Don and Doug did that you didn't like when they were kids.
It wouldn't be that interesting, Wynn.
Well,
what all ordinary kids do from the time they have their own mind.
It's not that interesting.
It's really no different.
Yeah, I mean, you can make it a career about knowing about us. Hey, go for it, but... I don't think you'll find it all that interesting.
See, they both have their own minds, and they both are different in some ways. In some ways, they are very much alike. But there were lots of things I didn't like, and they knew it because I never kept back with
my
opinion.
That's right. You always told us exactly how in the now.
But that always meant that when I told them I didn't like something and they changed, I would say I love you for it.
And with that, Mom, I would like you to stay with us for the remaining 2 minutes of the program and call in the light with us.
Very good.
Would you do that with us?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. And folks, stay tuned because we do have Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show coming up. And as you know, you never want to miss that. Ever, 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 ever. So... while you're waiting for that to come, you're just going to have to continue to tune in to us for a few more moments. Wynn,
all right.
Take it away. Call in the light. Yeah. Mother, I love you. Stick around. Let's add our energy to this.
I love you.
And this was Don and Wynn show doing an expression of unconditional love to everyone that's listening. So here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, Hildy, and all of you on the line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We all see ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And we right now take a moment of time, if you so free willingly choose, to join our energies together in a group energy. And if you feel the space in between my words, you can feel that energy inside you, around you. And we send that energy around our planet. We join that energy with those forces that are positive on the other side. You could call them God, group souls, whatever. But we join with them and ask for their help in the upliftment of our planet right now. And ask for their interventions in all those places where people may be doing self-serving acts which are not in the highest good and destructive. We send our love to everyone. We send our love to everyone listening. And we ask that you hold love in your heart until the next show, Saturday next week, And thank you, Don. Thank you, Hildy, for being with us tonight. Good evening.
Thank you
very much.
Lots of love.
Mother, lots of love to you. And good night, folks. Stick around again. We'll be right back.
I'm hanging in
here. All righty.
Bye-bye.
I love you.